Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seems we're hearing a lot about women being energized to run for office. What are you seeing?
Well, we've been seeing since the election of November 2016 a sharp increase in interest in politics in general, but in particular the idea of stepping up and running for office among women. So I'll give you an example. We do our nonpartisan campaign training program for women every year. It's always in March. We always start advertising in October. Usually by the end of the calendar year, we have two or three people who have registered for it. In November of 2016, among the many things I thought when I woke up the day after the presidential election, I was wondering, how are we ever going to convince women to show up at a campaign training? We thought women might well just want to crawl under the covers after the defeat of Hillary Clinton and kind of give up on politics. Almost instantly, like the next day, we started to see registrations coming in. By the end of the calendar year, instead of three people registered, we had over 100 people paid and registered. Normally, we would have about 150, 160 women who would come every year to that training here in New Jersey. We had to find a bigger venue so that we could accommodate the interest. At the end of the day, we did have to close registration with 270 women, and we easily could have gone well over 300 had there been space for them. And this was not just an experience we were having in New Jersey. Our Ready to Run program is something that we have partner programs around the country. Our partners in places like Utah, Oklahoma, Illinois, Iowa, Pennsylvania, were all experiencing the exact same thing. And then other organizations that do work in this space, both partisan and nonpartisan, were also experiencing a surge in interest. So this is something we've been seeing almost instantaneously after the election of 2016.
Why?
Well, it's complicated. I think a piece of it was the defeat of Hillary Clinton. I think a larger part of that, though, is the election of Donald Trump. I think for a lot of women, they thought that when the Access Hollywood tape came out, that he couldn't possibly win, that it would be disqualifying for anyone to get elected president of the United States who openly talked about sexually assaulting women. And I think women were pretty stunned when it turned out that, in fact, that didn't appear to be disqualifying at all, and he got elected. I think the misogyny in that campaign, not just the way Donald Trump talked about women in general, but talked about his female opponents, both Carly Fiorina during the primary and Hillary Clinton during the general, upset women. And I think women were also concerned about policy. I think it went beyond the sexism. I think it went also to the actual policies that women care about and feeling like some of the things that they were concerned about, issues like health care, the environment, were really in jeopardy, and that they needed to have a voice of their own. I think it was a real kind of clarion call about the fact that elections have real consequences and that women really felt that they had to find a way to have their own power, their own voice, and to be able to exercise their power in the electoral system. And I think all of that has led to women being more engaged. Now, I don't want to say that all of these women were never engaged before. I think they've been in various ways mobilizing, working, but I think we're seeing this ramping up as a direct result of this election.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.